The induction coil for the X-ray machine. A decade after Hertz had shown that wireless waves, electromagnetic waves, could be propagated through the atmosphere, a much higher energy electromagnetic radiation was detected by Röntgen in Germany. Röntgen's called his radiation X-rays. To produce X-rays, we require a much larger voltage across the discharge tube than is required for radio waves or light. So the tube has a cathode and an anode and a very high vacuum indeed to make sure that the electrons don't bump into any gas atoms and crash into the tungsten anode and give up all their energy to making X-rays. A minimum of something around 100,000 volts, 100 kilovolts, is required. And this coil that we see here is the coil that was and could still be used to operate our X-ray machine. Once again, Croft wrote, had a correspondence with Röntgen about demonstrating X-rays to Wickhamists, and ordered an induction coil and tube from Röntgen's suppliers to make sure that we had the correct apparatus to do it. It worked very satisfactorily and made a good X-ray image of an object on between the X-ray tube and a zinc sulfide screen or a photographic plate. We have photographic plates from pre-1900 showing shadows of hands, bones, things on the screen, and there is folklore to the effect that patients from the Royal Hampshire County Hospital were sent down to be X-rayed in science school before the hospital got its own X-ray set. And that didn't happen until the First World War. So for 15 years, that would have been the only way of getting an X-ray if you took a broken bone to the Royal Hampshire County Hospital. To get the very high voltage, you required an induction coil with an enormous turns ratio between the primary and the secondary, and a primary which could carry a large current. The current to the primary is intermittent and is usually made intermittent by a vibrating switch. You can see the remains of it on the photograph. It has broken off just about where the screw adjustment is. So the make and break was replaced with a fearsome device, Butts Mercury Interrupter, which is in the college collections, and the interrupter enabled one to produce sparks approximately 15 centimetres long with a real lethal energy. I have operated this X-ray set. I would not be allowed to operate it under present-day health and safety things, but I can assure you it is a very good source of X-rays.